Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Let's just take a minute quietly and pray in the Spirit, quietly now. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus. I am blessed with salvation through you, Lord Jesus Christ. I'm blessed with grace. I'm blessed with mercy. I'm blessed with power over Satan. I'm blessed with power over principalities and powers. I'm blessed with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. For he's producing in me the fruits of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, for the glory of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Give him a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to talk about the Holy Spirit tonight. How important. You know, there's a big sweep that's going across the Christian churches tonight now that they're trying to get Jesus out of the church. They're trying to get the gifts of the Spirit out of the church. And they're trying to bring the world in, that which satisfies the flesh. So you guys that are graduating and you guys that are going to carry on the gospel and the body of Christ, we need to defend the gifts and the anointing and all the supernatural things that the Word of God speaks about. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise your Lord. God's healing someone's back right now. Hallelujah. Can you believe that? If you can, receive it and walk in it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want you to put up, Steve, the Amplified, John 14:26, if you would, please. Hallelujah. John 14:26. But the Comforter, the Counselor, the Helper, the Intercessor, the Advocate, the Strength of the Standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place to represent me and act on my behalf. So he's going to bring forth all the power of Jesus in our lives. He's going to act on behalf of Jesus. He's in us with the temple of the Holy Spirit. He will teach you all things, and he will cause you to recall and will remind you of and bring into your remembrance everything I have told you. See, that's the work of the Holy Spirit. God wants you tonight to believe in miracles. Amen? And one of the keys to miracles is Mark 9:23, if you would, please. Hallelujah. Mark 9:23. And Jesus said, You say to me, if you, that amplified, oh yeah, it's amplified. If you can do anything, why, put the King James up there on that one. Immediately, the father of the child, that's the wrong one, 23. Yeah, we're there now, ain't it, man? Praise God. Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Say, I believe in miracles. So how are you going to get a miracle? You've got to start saying what you believe. I believe in his grace. I believe in miracles. I believe in his peace. You see, if all things are possible to those who believe. If you need a miracle tonight, if you need a healing tonight, if you need a job tonight, you see, you start confessing what you believe. Amen? And when you start confessing what you believe, you activate faith in your life. Because faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Amen? So you start saying, Jesus said to him, if you can believe, say, I can believe. I have the believer in me, the Holy Spirit, the Word of God. I have the mind of Christ. I am anointed. The anointing is teaching me all things. Now, don't go to sleep on me, saints. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Kind of stand up and give a lot of clap offering here. Yes, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Okay, God bless you. Thank you. Jesus thanks you. Amen? We're going to get a little insight by the Holy Spirit tonight into some things, and it may help you. I know it will help you if you'll accept and receive it. But if all things are possible, see, we're the body of Christ, we're the bride, we're sons and daughters, we're kings and priests, and all things are possible to those who believe. Amen? So you got the believer in, you got the Holy Spirit, and He wants to teach us how to believe. He wants to anoint us. He wants us to overcome our flesh or thoughts like, oh, God can't do that. God won't do that. That can't happen. You see, it goes according to you believe. If I believe. Amen. Amen. Oh, turn, if you would, Steve, to Matthew 7, 24. Matthew 7. The Holy Spirit is here tonight to help us believe, to teach us about the supernatural, to get us beyond ourselves. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you have anything going on in your body, He wants you to believe tonight. He wants to help you to believe. He wants you to get rid of it. If it's pain in your back, if it's throat problems, if it's financial problems, if it's emotional problems, He wants to help you. Amen? He wants to teach us and so on and so forth. Therefore, well, I'm going to read here out of the King James. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine, verse 24, and does them, I will liken to him a wise man who built his house on a rock. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house. It did not fall. It was founded on the rock. And that's what the Holy Spirit wants us to help us. He wants us to build it on the cross. He wants us to build it on the power of Jesus Christ. Amen? Let me tell you something, saints. The Catholic religion was not built on the rock. So consequently, many, many priests fell because they were tempted with sin, right? Because that's the bottom part of this, you see. If you're built upon the rock, if you're built upon Jesus, if you're built upon the cross, the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the forgiveness, the grace of Jesus, you won't fall. If you let the Holy Spirit build Jesus into your life, not according to your mind, according to Scripture. Then it goes on to here to say, but everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. So we need to do what Jesus says, don't we? And we need a helper. We need the Holy Spirit to teach us and counsel us and help us believe. God wants us to finish the race victorious. God wants you to see miracles. God wants you to have peace. God wants you to have an anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. You know something, saints? When you entered Jesus or you accepted Jesus Christ, you became a virgin. You became cleansed. I want to show you something here tonight. I'm not going to preach very long. I want to show you here something tonight that, as far as I'm concerned, it's a deep revelation of the Lord. Maybe you've already heard it before, but let me just finish here in verse 26. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them, so the devil don't want you to do them. So he's always trying to influence us into religion. Amen? Everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rains descended, you mean that problems come, the floods came and winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall. So if you take the picture of the Catholics who didn't build on the rock, you see, great was the fall when the sex a temptation came and they abused children and so on and so forth. I'm talking about priests now. And so I'm not coming against that. There is a born-again Catholics and so on and so forth. Me and my wife were raised in the Catholic religion, and we met in the Catholic high school and so on and so forth. So I'm not coming against them as a whole. I'm trying to use that as an example. If you don't build upon the rock, you see, great will be the fall. Because trials and testings are going to come. The enemy's going to try to take you out. He's going to try to take you down. You see, and he's going to try to get you not to build upon the rock. Oh, don't talk about tongues. Don't talk about the gifts of the Spirit. Don't talk about the supernatural. Don't talk about angels. Don't talk about dreams. You see? But if you really want things to come to pass, you need to start saying what you believe. I believe in dreams. I believe in the supernatural. I believe in miracles. I believe in grace. I believe in His mercy. I believe in the presence of God is in this place where two or three are gathered in My name, says the Lord. There I am. So His presence is here. Amen? And so the Holy Spirit wants to teach us that. He wants us to depend on His presence here tonight, right now. Amen? So whatever you need done in your life, if you need anything done, the Holy Spirit wants you to build upon the rock. He wants you to receive the Word of God tonight, and He wants you walking out of here refreshed. He wants you walking out of here blessed. Amen? Like you've been in the presence of God. You know why? We are in the presence of God. The Shekinah glory is in this place. There's angels walking around in here. Well, I can't see him. Well, if you start listening to the Holy Spirit, eventually He'll open your eyes. He'll put a little salve on them, and you'll start seeing in the realm of the Spirit. You know, we've been playing religious too long. And so any religion or any denomination that doesn't build upon the rock, it don't build upon the supernatural, the gifts, all things are possible with God, all things are possible with you and I. If we don't challenge the people to start believing and start confessing what they believe, they're never going to receive it. They'll fall back into religion. Amen? Hallelujah. I want you to look at something very important. Well, first of all, Isaiah 29:13. Therefore, the Lord said, inasmuch as these people draw near with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but have removed their hearts far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the commandments of men. See, that's religion. That's what the enemy tries to get us into, the commandments of men. And build upon that, not upon the rock of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, you and I are free as we're sitting here tonight. You may have some problems, but I'm going to show you some scriptures here in a bit here that should free you, that should give you a revelation. And the Holy Spirit is going to come alive in your life and really build into you the truth about building upon the rock of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Turn, if you would, now to Jeremiah 2:13. Jeremiah 2:13. Hallelujah. Gee, he's quick. Praise God. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed themselves their own cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. And that's what religion does. That's what the Catholic does. And that's what's trying to come through the body of Christ. We're trying to build our own cisterns that don't hold no water. You see, God wants you tonight to build upon the cross. God wants you to listen to the Holy Spirit. God wants you to be refreshed here tonight. God wants you to receive a miracle if you need one. God wants you to receive a healing if you need one. God wants you to receive peace if you need it here tonight. Amen? That's the work of the Holy Spirit, and He's in each one of us. So we don't want to go into the commands, follow commands of men, and we don't want to build our own cisterns. We want to build upon the rock. Amen? Because if you do, saints, if you don't, saints, great is the fall. And we've seen many pastors and many people fall throughout the time that we've been on this earth because they stopped building upon the rock. They stopped listening to the Holy Spirit. They got Jesus out of the church. They got the cross out of the church, you see. Amen? Can you receive that? So that's what's going on, saints, in the body of Christ. There's a big move of the enemy right now. Many will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing doctrines of demons and so on and so forth. So we want to make sure that you're building on the cross. You want to make sure that the church you go to, they're talking about the Holy Spirit. They're talking about the gifts. They're talking about the power of God's healing power, God's love, God's grace. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Turn now, if you would, Steve, to 1 Corinthians 6. There's some statements Paul made here. I want to read them, and I want to show you something. You know, I said earlier, when you're washed in the blood, you're a virgin. See, then we have this battle because we're born of the Spirit, and we got to renew our minds and so on and so forth. Amen? Hallelujah. Look what Paul says here. I'm just going to read it now. We're going to go with 6, 9, 10, 11. Hallelujah. Just look at this for a minute now and wait. Just hold on there. Don't go out to California now. Don't act like I'm not going anywhere. See? Verse 9. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. neither fornicators or adulterers or homosexuals, sodomites, nor thieves or covetous or drunkards or revels or extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. Now, this is where I'm going in verse 11. And Paul says, and such were some of you. See, some of us were caught up in some kinds of sins. He said, but you were washed. See, I believe when he shed the blood, everyone here was already washed from sin, sickness, and so on and so forth. Now, we have to accept Jesus Christ to get into those benefits. But I really believe everybody here was washed. Because he says here, some of you were doing these things, but, in verse 11, and such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus by the Spirit of our God. God wants you to know that when he went to the cross 2,000 years ago, before you got saved, you was forgiven. Your sins were all washed away. All sickness and disease was taken. Now, the reason why is some people remain homosexuals, the drunks, and so on and so forth. And eventually they turn back to their own vomit. But God is saying to you and I, when we accepted Jesus Christ, you see, we'd already been cleansed, we'd already been forgiven, we became a virgin, spirit, soul, and body. Now, your flesh doesn't know that. It's got to be taught by the Word of God. It's got to have the renewed mind. But you see, he says, some of you are doing these things, but you were washed. That means back at the cross, the blood of Jesus Christ, when he shed that blood, everybody in here, before we even accepted Jesus Christ, he had taken your sins, he had washed you, he had cleansed you. Now, you and I have to, of course, as we're stirred by the Father, to accept Jesus Christ into our lives so that we can get the benefits of that. But many people never accept the benefits, never accept Jesus Christ as their Lord, and they stay into those things. They say, but Paul's trying to say here, but you were washed. You were doing that at one time, but you were washed. So everybody here tonight should be able to receive from God because you've accepted Jesus Christ, but you've already been washed. That's the finished work of Jesus Christ. And that's what the Holy Spirit wants you to understand. Because Satan always tries to get us into religion, tries to get us to work through it, tries to get us in the works of the flesh. But God is saying here tonight, you've been washed. The trouble is, your mind can't understand this. But the Word of God is telling you, and the Holy Spirit is in you to tell you you're washed, and you are already ripe right now and ready to receive things from God because of the cross. The virgin birth, the stripes on his back, the shedding of his blood, the death, and the resurrection. It's all been done. And that's the reason why Paul responded that way. Well, the Holy Spirit tonight says, if you'll build upon the rock, if you'll build upon Jesus, you'll get the light and the revelation that you've already been forgiven before you were saved. That healing belongs to you before you even came into the family of God through the blood of Jesus Christ by accepting him into your life. It already been done. So that's the teaching of the Holy Spirit tonight. He said, see, if we don't build upon the rock, if we don't build upon Jesus, see, the enemy eventually will get us to build upon the flesh. If you want a miracle, all you got to do is start talking about miracles. All things are possible to those who believe. That's building upon the rock. Amen? Hallelujah. So God wants you to know, I don't care what your mind says. I don't care what generational curses tell you. I'm telling you, before you even came into the family of God, you was forgiven and washed. The trouble is, people don't know this. They don't build upon the rock. They don't build upon what happened with Jesus at the cross. So we're trying to work our way there, and the Holy Spirit's trying to say, you've already been washed. Now, your mind may have dirty thoughts, and you may have temptations and everything else, and the reason why is because we're not listening to the Holy Spirit, and he's telling us to renew our minds. Okay? So I walk around the house, and I say, I believe in the gifts, I believe in grace, I believe in mercy, I believe in the resurrection, I believe in the virgin birth, I believe in the blood, shed blood of Jesus Christ, I believe in the death, I believe in the resurrection, and I believe that right now, by the power of the Spirit, I'm going to walk in the resurrection power. I'm not going to try to gain something. See, the devil will try to get you going around the mountain. And God's trying to call you into the realm of the Holy Spirit and operate the gifts through you, and we're trying to get ourselves right. Well, you got to tell your mind through the renewed mind that you are right. You already are right. Amen? Isn't that encouraging? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Revelation 1:5, he says, we were washed in the blood, and Jesus was our witness. What better witness can you have? See, a lot of people struggle with getting healings and getting financial blessings and getting miracles from God because we're all trying to do something. And all we need is to listen to the Holy Spirit. You see, let him release that gift of miracles through you. If you believe, start saying what you believe. Amen? And it's all based on building on Jesus, building upon the rock. See, if you don't build that way, people are coming down. Have you ever noticed why some people fall? And boy, it's a bad fall. Because they weren't built upon the rock. They were built upon flesh. They were built upon man's commandments. They were built on some kind of cistern they were trying to build and so on and so forth. That's the reason why I don't take up collections. I'm building upon the rock, upon Jesus. He said, I'll supply all your need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. It's not wrong to take up collections. Don't get me wrong here. But I'm telling you, every religion you see out there that hasn't built on a rock, they come down. I don't care how big they are. I don't care how much money they have. If it's not built on the rock, they'll come down. And the fall will be hard. So when you see all this stuff, and I pick on the Catholics because that seems to be all over the paper, how these priests are being drawn into sexual stuff and so on and so forth. I don't even, because you know why? It's built on man's commandments. It's built on man's commands. It's built on cisterns that can't hold no water. It's not built upon the rock. Because it was built upon the rock, Paul said, you can take a wife. And all Paul was doing is carrying on the teachings, the finish of what Jesus wanted to say, but he went to the cross and Paul got the same spirit, and he's carrying on those teachings. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Romans 12:2. Steve, please. Romans 12:2. Oh, there you go. Wow. See, we're not supposed to agree with the world. Don't conform to this world. I'm not going to agree with sickness. I'm not going to agree with what's going on in the world. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It's God's perfect will that we walk in healing, that we experience the supernatural, we experience the gifts of the Spirit, that we experience whatever, a miracle, wherever we need it. You want a miracle? Start believing. Start saying what you believe. Amen? See, the Bible says the natural man cannot receive the things of God. Everybody here has a natural ability. And we struggle with God all the time. Well, I don't know if God can do that. I don't know if God wants to do that. And all of a sudden, we throw out flags, we say things, and the enemy starts throwing dots at our minds. Well, the Bible says to hold up the shield of faith, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, shoring your feet with the supernatural peace, taking the sword, the word of God, holding up the shield of faith, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? Are you with me? Hallelujah. So the message tonight is, make sure you're building upon the rock. Don't cut God short. Don't say he can't do this, he won't do that. Don't say, I hope I can get it right. You've already got it. When Paul said, but all you people have been doing this stuff, but you don't have the revelation. You've been washed. Say, I've been washed. See, that's what God wants, the revelation, the light to come to us by the power of the Holy, that we've been washed so we can get on with receiving the promises of Jesus Christ. See, building upon the rock is a promise. If you'll build upon this rock, you see, the promise shall manifest. You won't go down. Amen? That's a promise of Jesus. And so God says he wants you to build. That's a promise. He wants you to build on that promise, build upon that rock. So you need to start making a confession. See, start saying what you believe. And make sure that what you believe, what you're saying, is the word of God. Because all things work together for good who love God and called according to his purpose. And so God wants you to know tonight that he really wants you to experience him. He wants you to experience the forgiveness. He wants you to experience the gifts. He wants you to experience him, his presence, not only here, but in your home, in your business. He wants you to experience his grace, his favor. Well, if it's built any other way, it's not built upon the rock, you're not going to experience his grace. Listen, saints, this has got to be the greatest moment. God says, you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Can you imagine that? We're the temple of the Holy Spirit. God lives in us. And yet our flesh is defeated because we're not building upon the rock. We walk in unforgiveness and bitterness and all kinds of things and so on and wonder why. Gee, I'm a Christian. I've been a Christian a long time. Why is this working this way? Because you're not building upon the rock. You're not renewing your mind, you see. You got to call yourself a priest. You got to call yourself a king. You got to call yourself a son. You got to call yourself a daughter. You got to call yourself, you are the bride. If you want something, you got to say it. You got to build upon the rock. You got to build upon his promises. All these people that start out and quit, they're not building upon the rock. You got to realize, saints, that you have an anointing in your life. You have the Holy Spirit, and he will teach you. He will comfort you. He will strengthen you. Put that back at John 14:26. Amplified, praise God. Hallelujah. So you're not supposed to agree with sickness and disease and poverty and demons. You're not supposed to agree with the world. Why? You're in the kingdom. Say, I'm in the kingdom. The kingdom is within me. All the blessings in Christ belong to me. The comforter. See, some people need to be comforted. Well, he's there to comfort you. Some people need counseling. You know what? We need to be counseled into the supernatural, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, into that rock, build it upon Jesus. You just can't decide to build upon. You need to be counseled into it. Amen? Some people need help. See, I need help. See, you got to humble yourself, saints. You need help. Lord, I need help today. I say that every day. I don't lean to my own understanding. I acknowledge him. He directs my path. I need help. When I was sitting over there, from there to there, I need your help. And the Holy Spirit starts helping you. Words start coming to your thinking. See, a lot of people think that you got to get some big ba-boom. Oh, that's the Holy Ghost. He's talking to us all the time. If you're starting to get in trouble, just listen to what's being said to you if you're a born-again Christian, and you'll be hearing from the Holy Spirit. He'll say, don't do that. Hallelujah. Everybody needs to be strengthened, right? Well, strength only comes from the Holy Spirit. See, you can lift weights. I lift weights three times a week. I'm on the treadmill three times a week. I don't need that kind of strength. I need strength from the Holy Ghost. I need the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. I got to start saying what I believe. I got to start calling upon faith. See, I will see a given situation, and I'll start looking at that situation, and I'll start speaking that situation. God said, you're walking by faith or sight. Has he ever said that to you? He probably has. You're just saying, I don't think so. He said it to you. Because people are moved by senses. People are moved by sight. If something doesn't look right, oh, it ain't ever going to work. I got an associate I'm working with all the time about those things. I won't tell you what his name is. Like I had 100 of them sitting here. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit whom the Father will send. Say, I've received the Holy Spirit. Then how, why are we going wrong? Is because, saints, we're not building upon the rock. You got to find out what he done at the cross. Before you accepted Jesus, you was forgiven and healed. You know that? And even if you'd done a whole bunch of sin, you was washed. The trouble is, we haven't accepted, when we accept Jesus Christ, you see, but most people never do that. Some people become Muslims or whatever, different religions and so on. But when you accept Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God in you wants to tell you you're already washed so that you can get on with the life of God. Now, your mind's going to have trouble with that because a natural man thinks it's all foolishness, doesn't he? Hallelujah. How am I doing? Jeez. One lady over here. Praise God. Yeah, how much? Yes. Oh, I thought you was calling for some money. Praise God. The Holy Ghost ain't going there right now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, praise you, Jesus. Have you had enough? That's where he's going. He's making you laugh. You need to be laughing. You need to have some joy. Praise God. Say, ha, ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 devil. If you can't get an emotional joy, start just saying, ha, ha, ha. Huh? That'll work, right? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Ha, ha, ha. I'm going to receive the Holy Ghost tonight. If you don't speak in tongues, you ought to ask to speak in tongues. If you've been speaking, you speak in tongues and you haven't been doing it, you ought to be spanked by God. That's a big, beautiful gift. Well, I wish I could talk to God. He don't ever talk to me. Well, the Bible says when you're talking in tongues, you're talking to him. Amen? Hallelujah. Someone here has got a dull headache. I don't know if there's a difference between a sharp one and a dull one, but something. I feel like the Holy Spirit's impressed me about a dull headache. Praise God. Hallelujah. Who has a dull headache? Don't ever sit and look at like it ain't happening. Who has a dull headache? Somebody here. People are afraid. Well, then I'll just say hang on to it. Huh? In the back. Oh, my, yeah. My daughter-in-law's got a dull headache. Is sitting beside her. No, I'm only kidding. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Who else raised their hands? Nancy? Oh, one back there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Gee, laugh. It won't crack your face. People are trying to protect their face. Like, Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, I think we need to switch gears. Put on 10, Jack. Jeff, please. Well, hallelujah. I want you to listen to this song. See, all the churches are going into all kinds of different songs. You can't even sing, and you can't even hear what they're singing half the time. You ought to go back to the old stuff, man. The worshiping God. Listen to this now. Close your eyes. Get their wallets.
Praise, we praise, 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 praise to
yes,
the
Lord.
One who sent us his son. Praise, 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 praise. In one accord, we praise you, O Lord. There is no other name above you.
Hallelujah.
Set be your name, God of Jacob, Shepherd of Israel, holy unto your name. You
Let the peace of Jesus come in here right now. Just see if you can get everything out of your mind. Let the peace of Jesus. We praise you, Holy Jesus. We love you, Lord. We call for your presence more, your Shekinah glory in this place, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Help us, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Help us to build upon the rock, build upon the cross, build upon his forgiveness, his grace, his mercy, his compassion. Build upon his gifts and his fruits, Lord Jesus. That's what we want, Lord Jesus. Help us, Holy Spirit, to do that, to experience our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. One more place, Luke 10:19. Hallelujah. Luke 10:19. Praise you, Jesus. Behold, I give you the authority. Say, I have the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. See, that's building upon the cross. Amen? I give you the authority. Say, I have the authority. See, your mind don't know that. You see, you got to build upon the rock. You got to know you got the authority. You got to know you're a son. You got to know you're a daughter. You got to know you're blood bought. You got to know that he took all your sins and sickness and disease before you even accepted Jesus Christ. Amen? It was all done. So we need to stop working in all this fleshly stuff that we work to try to get blessed by the Lord. You want to get blessed tonight? Right there. I give you the authority. How can you be a son and a daughter, king and a priest, the bride, and not have authority? What's the point in being all that if you don't have authority? Amen? We're going to trample on Satan's under our feet. See, I'm telling you, saints, if you'll get yourself convinced by the Holy Spirit, you're washed. You're already washed. Well, something happened to me over here 10 years ago. That's in your mind. You got to renew your mind. You got to reject that thought. You got to reject what happened to you. See, when that thought comes in, you got to say, that's washed. I'm washed from that. What you're doing, you're building the mind of Christ into that. And then authority will start rising up in you by the Holy Spirit. Instead of chasing the devil all over Colorado Springs or him chasing you, you'll take authority. Instead of getting out of wind, running all over the place and watching behind you and watching this place and watching that place. Amen? You don't want the devil real. You want Jesus real. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Well, I guess we're going to go some. Woo. I guess we're going to go someplace else. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What's your first name? Right there, the green, little green jacket right there? Yeah. Blonda? Blanca. Blanca. See, I'm from New Hampshire, man. I cut everything short, so you're going to have to. Blanca's good. Is that your name? Is this your first time here, dear? Hallelujah. You know, I can see a broken railroad track. That means your journey, for some reason, has been broken, and God's going to restore that tonight. And also, there are some people standing around looking at this broken track, and I don't know if you have a lot of family things that are going on, but God is going to restore your family, and God is going to take you back. This track is going to be restored, and you're going to get back on, and you're going to start moving in God's grace like you never moved before. God says, I got grace for you. He said, you're going to move in God's great grace. And he said, let me. Don't try to repair this. They're all going to come back in where they belong because God is drawing them. It's in this season, this time, where God says, you're going to have some happiness, and you're going to experience my grace. You have been fighting and pushing. You have been almost at times wearing yourself out on your knees in the prayer closet. But God says grace is going to flow to you, and you're going to see that God's heard your prayers, but God's grace is going to come to you. The track is going to be mended, and you're going on with God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. To God be the glory. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. You two back here, I'll call you the ranchers or the farmers or whatever. I can see a little flame in a field. God says you've been baptized in the Holy Ghost with fire. This is going to grow. Where you thought no doors would be open and you just kind of accepted where you are with the Lord and what you're doing, God is going to get a fire going in you, and you're going to receive truly what that fire means. It's going to burn in your life, and you're not going to be able to shut this down where times before you could kind of sit down and say, well, Lord, it's going to burn in you too so bad that you're not going to be able to put it out. And that way, God's going to direct your life. You're going to walk in some areas that you haven't walked before, but this burning is going to drive you. It's almost like being driven out in the desert to experience God, not because you're bad people, but this fire is really going to burn you. It's going to drive you into some places in God, and you're not even going to be able to resist it after a while. And God's going to open some doors where your mouth is going to open up, and the grace of God and the power of God is going to come through your mouth, and you're going to start setting captives free. Where there was nobody, God says there's going to be somebody. Where there was no door, God says there's going to be a door. Where there wasn't much to be done, God says there's going to be much to be done now, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Isn't God good? He's doing something a little different tonight, but we're going to have to go that way, right? Hallelujah. Unless you just want to shut down and go get some pizza or something, well, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. What is it, Chelsea? Is your name Chelsea? And it's kind of clogged up. God is going to help you filter some things where it won't stay with you. It will go through the filter. The filter is the Holy Spirit, and it's going to go through and not stay with you. A lot of times you have been speaking to God or looking for things in God. It's just come up against this, what I call a filter, and it's all clogged, but it stays with you. God is a God that sets the captives free. The Spirit of God's upon me. He's anointed me to preach the gospel, open the blind eyes, set the oppressed and the captives free. That's what the anointing is for. You have the anointing. But this clog is all being clogged up in your life. God says from this moment forward, you're going to start seeing clearer. It's no longer be clogged up. But you're going to be able to make decisions based on my wisdom. My wisdom is going to come up out of you because you're going to ask, and I'm going to respond to you as my daughter, washed in the blood. You've got Jesus in your life, right? She's saying yes. So all this clogged up, all these unanswered things, all these things that don't seem to want to go away, God says tonight by my Spirit, these things will leave because nothing will stand when I tell it to move, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Alan, I can see God. It looks like a rector set, but it's not. I can see God putting a bridge together. There's something that needs to be bridged for you to go on further. And God is in the construction business, and he's going to bridge something so you can go on further. There's some places you're wanting to go, but it seems to be a broken place or something. God's going to make a bridge. God's going to bridge it so you can go on further in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And the two of you, I don't know if you've already had or not, but there's some thoughts you've been having, and you're beginning to realize you're having a thought, and she's thinking about the same thing. And God is directing your life by the Spirit of God, telling you that's what he's doing. He's bringing the two of you into a oneness. And when you both have the same thought and it's a God thought, God says if you'll just lift it before me and believe that it's coming from me, it'll explode in your life. Whatever thought that may be, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Ain't this fun? Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Someone's concerned about here. The time is clicking down. It doesn't seem to be. I mean, you're concerned about this clock because time seems to be running out. You know, when God stopped the time and stopped the thing in the Old Testament with the dial, the sundial, he turned it back or something. God says he wants you to study that. Whoever's concerned about this, God wants you to study that and to realize that you got a great God. You got a great Father. And you've accepted Jesus Christ. And he can stop that which is coming into your life is causing all kinds of problems. You are going to step around that. And you are going on with me, saith the Lord. And that which tried to stop you will never be resurrected again. Life will come to you like it has never come before. Peace will come to you like it's never come before. There's going to be a resurrection of training in your life. God says, where you're being brought by my Spirit, you never thought that you'd journey there again. But God says, I'm awakening you. I'm putting this in neutral, and I'm awakening you to a whole new revival, a whole new upheaval in your life by my Spirit. And it's bringing you into a place. You have been locked into this place here, but God says, no, sir, it stopped. It stopped. I put it in neutral. It no longer will bother you. If you can believe that, it'll happen to you. Hallelujah. Now, that can probably fit many people. So if it fit, I didn't call someone out because if it fits you, then claim it. Walk in it. Expect it. Nothing can hold your God back. Nothing can hold you back. Only your doubt. Amen? Hallelujah. There's some people here trying to get back to some place in the realm of the Spirit. You just seem to be floated away somewhere, and you're just trying to get back. And I can see God. Listen to me. I'm standing here right now. Well, that's fine, too. I'm standing here right now, and I can see a cloud. And it seems like it's being fought, that it's trying to come into you, a presence of God trying to come into you, and you're fighting it. You know why? You really want to enjoy the flesh. God says if you'll just put the flesh down in the name of Jesus, receive what is coming to you, it will touch you in such a way that you will not be the same person tomorrow. God's going to give you a miracle. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We honor you tonight. We thank you for your presence in this place. We thank you for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the word of knowledge and wisdom and faith. And healings and miracles and tongues, interpretation tongues and prophecy and discerning of spirits. All of that operating for your glory tonight, Lord Jesus Christ. Come, Holy Spirit, continue to counsel. Continue to release your gifts for the glory of Jesus. Continue to draw attention to Jesus. We want to lift him up tonight. We want to make sure that he's still Lord over our lives. He's still the Christ. Oh, Lord Jesus, we just speak from our hearts that we give you our hearts that we love you tonight. We love you tonight, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. God would say, Lisa, I just seen a red light turn to green. God has given you the green light, and God is going to open the door. Your husband is going to agree with you. Because the door God opens, it's going to financially bless you, where you won't come here worried. You won't come here feeling like it ain't going to work. God says the green light has been turned on for you. If you can accept and receive it, the doors have been opened to you. You will find grace and favor. God says you won't do it. I've already done it on your behalf. The prayers have come up to me for a long time, but God says they're being returned, answered now. Angels have been loosed to bring in that which your desires in your heart. You will be a part of God in such a way, not only in the working field and not only making money, but you're going to be a part of God like you've never had a part of God in your life. All the stuff that has been heavy on your shoulders is being drained off right now. It's going to be washed, 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 and you'll come alive with the presence of God like never before. And nothing will convince you, not even your own mind, that what is being said to you tonight, you'll say, it will come to pass because it's touching my heart. It's touching my spirit. And yes, I can feel the presence of God. Even if you call it tingling or what you want to call it, the presence of God is coming upon you and convincing you and telling you that you're in the right place. You've made the right decision. And I will take it from here, saith the Lord. Put your hand in my hand and don't look back, because you won't have to look back, because your husband won't be back there. Your husband will be out in front of you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Mighty God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Now I feel like I need to want to lay hands on some people. So if you need prayer for anything, or you just want to feel the peace of God, when I lay hands on people, you'll feel the peace of God. If you got storms going on in your life, the peace of God will stop it. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What is your name back here, sir? Back in here? Yeah, you with the plaid shirt? Mike, and this is your wife? You know, I can see a dry spell. It looks like all white sand. It seems to be a dry spell. And right in the middle of the sand is water running. It's coming to you right where you're standing. It's coming right to your feet. What does that mean? That means that God says there's been a thirsting in some areas, but it seems to have dried out. It doesn't seem to be thirsting no more. But God's water is going to come to you, and it's going to give you a fresh drink tonight. There's going to be a refreshing in your life, a refreshing in your wife. There's going to be the healing anointing that's going to touch the both of you, because God says he will not allow you to sit in his presence and let you walk away the same way you came in. So the healing anointing is going to touch the both of you tonight. If you so desire it, God says if you'll seek it, that water will come to you. It'll water you like you've never been watered before. It'll revive things in you like has never been revived before, because this is God's water. This is not water coming from a well. This is God's water. This is a fresh drink, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. If anybody wants a touch tonight, get anointed and touch, come up here now in Jesus' name. If you got some pain in your body, whatever you have, come up here now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. The healing anointing,
yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Ooh, the healing anointing. Jesus. Oh, in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. The healing anointing. Oh, hallelujah. Healing, Lord. Oh, The presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, Lord, praise you, Jesus. Oh, ooh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Raise your hands, dear. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come here, dear. Hallelujah. Come over here, dear. Come over here. Find a place. Oh, right there's fine, I guess. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Raise your hands, dear. Hallelujah. Close your eyes. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for brand new eyes. We thank you for the healing into her eyes right now, the anointing that breaks the yoke, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of healing flowing into her eyes, Lord, as I touch her right now, Lord. Ooh, the presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. The presence of Jesus. Let every bit of eye problem go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise, hallelujah, hallelujah. Pray. God says, my son, there's going to be a great change. I can see a black cloud moving. I can see a white cloud moving in. And I can see fresh rain coming out of that white cloud. It's almost like the latter rain, but fresh rain just for you, just for you. Because God says he's going to revive and wake up those things that have gone to sleep in you. According to my spirit, saith the Lord, it shall come alive. You shall know it because you shall walk in a different path. You shall walk in different ways into the realm of my spirit. God says it's all done now. It's all done now. Receive it. Receive it. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Receive it in Jesus' holy name. Oh, the blessings of God. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The peace of God. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. The blessings of Jesus, the blessings of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. The peace of God. Ah, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the presence of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. The presence of Jesus. Oh. Wow, praise God. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Your very presence, Lord Jesus. Your very presence, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Raise your hands again there. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. was going to get you to give in. There's something you're struggling in some areas, but God's going to lovingly help you through it. And you're eventually going to, you know, years ago, they'd take somebody and they'd let them climb a ladder and you had to fall back without looking back. There's some areas you don't trust God in. And God said, don't worry about it. He's going to build it into you. He's going to help you with it. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. For some reason, I got to keep giving. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. You're standing with your eyes closed. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord. Are you ready? Praise you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, the presence of Jesus. Yes, Lord, bless this man, Lord. Bless this man, Lord, with wisdom, Lord. Yeah, finances, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, help him, Holy Spirit, tonight. Help him, Holy Spirit, tonight. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Close your eyes. Raise your hands there, if you would. Hallelujah. His eyes, Lord. Open his eyes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Holy Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Raise your hands there. Close your eyes. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Raise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, raise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh. fresh anointing, Lord, all to this man. A fresh anointing, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh. Oh, hallelujah. Stand right there a minute. Hallelujah. Shh. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Whoa. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. We thank you tonight, Lord, for your blessings. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, we're building on the cross, on the rock, Lord Jesus Christ. We're thanking you, Lord, we're all forgiven, Lord. You took every infirmity, Lord Jesus. We thank you, new beginnings have started tonight in your body, in your sons and your daughters, Lord. New beginnings by your Holy Spirit, Lord. Victory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We exalt and lift you up, Lord Jesus. We draw attention to no one. You are our King. You are our Lord. You are our Savior, our grace, our mercy, our compassion, our knowledge, our wisdom, Lord Jesus. Oh, we believe in miracles, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. I believe in the virgin birth, Lord. I believe the stripes on your back, Lord, and the shedding of your blood, Lord, and your death and your resurrection, Lord. I believe, Lord, right now, Lord, the resurrection power is flowing through everybody here tonight. They're being resurrected into a new place, into you, Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We honor you tonight, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your love in this place, Lord. We thank you for your peace, Lord, upon these people, Lord. We thank you for new direction, refreshing, Lord. We thank you for the fire, Lord. We thank you for the baptism in the Holy Ghost with fire, Lord Jesus. We just give you praise and honor and glory, Lord. You allowed us to come into your presence. You allowed us to be touched by your Holy Spirit, Lord. For your glory, Lord Jesus, I just speak your presence all through this place, Lord, upon everybody tonight, Lord, in Jesus' name, upon everybody, Lord. We'll build upon you, Lord Jesus. You are the rock, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your forgiveness. Thank you for saving us, Lord Jesus. Thank you for writing our names down in heaven. Thank you, Lord, because tonight, Lord, new things have broken open in us by the Holy Spirit. New things have broken open, Lord. New faith, Lord. Believing for miracles, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Well, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't think he's done yet. Wait a minute. Praise. Praise you, Jesus. Let's just give him praise tonight. Play number one, Jeff, please. Hey, Jeff. Number one. He's in there. Let's make a deal, man. What's behind door number two? Jeff's behind two. Come out there. Let this. Let this. Let this. Hallelujah.
Call him Messiah. To the Lamb sacrificed, they shall all sing. At last they shall behold him. No more shall they reject him as the King. Glory to the Holy One of Israel. Multitudes shall bow before his feet. They shall call him Messiah. Jesus the Christ shall reign. Messiah. Just break forth the mighty throng. They'll be singing in the Spirit as the Spirit gives a song. Hallelujah. They shall call him Messiah. Jesus the Christ shall reign. Messiah, honor to the mighty Prince of Peace. Messiah, recognized as King. In Romans, the 14th chapter, the 11th verse, the Bible reads, every knee shall bow before him. And on that great day of praise, no matter what country, what religion, every single tongue shall confess that Jesus is the Lord. He's the Messiah. Honor to the mighty Prince of Peace.
Hallelujah. He's King. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Well, God bless you. If you want a DVD, they're over there. If you want a CD, they're over there. If you don't want nothing, you can go home. Okay. God bless you. Shake someone's hand. Say something.